Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Nimi Rabbi Shimon, that Mechusa Zman Nichnas the Dealer Sasa. Yes, if you have Mechusa Zman, I mean the behemoth is only one day old, it's not fit to be brought for Korban yet, but so what? Still, you can bring it to the Dealer Sasa, it's in the Cheshman of this year, if you have tentative from this year, it could be part of the Cheshman to make a Meister Behemoth out of it. So that's called Nichnasum Ladila Sasser, even though you can't bring it for Korban till later on. But I call upon him right now with his Nichnas Ladila Sasser. For Reyu Kibachor, as Lach like a Bachor, that Ma Bachor Kodesh of Nei Zmanoi, it's Korakos of Nei Zmanoi, the Korak could be brought Liacha Zmanoi. You first bring it for Korban Liacha Zmanoi after it's 8 days old, even though it has Kedush as soon as it's born. Shrei Kedushosim Erechel, Rashi says, is at Mechusa Zman, Kodesh Lefnei Zman, any Korban, when it's 1, 2, or 3 days old, you could be Makdish, you could receive its Kedusha right now, even though it's not fit to be brought until after 8 days, the Korav is brought to Yachas Zman. So that's the Sforn Rebbe Shimon, Seiros Rebbe Shimon, the Zichnosim, the Ledil is out there, even though it's not fit to bring for Korban. Now the Gemara asks why. V'yadi Yalef, Mechor before you learn out from Mechor, Nelef Mikodesh, and learn out from other Kodeshim. That kachim stamazoi, you cannot be makdashit, cannot be brought before it's fit for the mizbeach. So maybe it can be makdash a korban before it's chazi it, when it's mechusas zman. So Mora says mistavim mibchor hevla lamelavus mistavet learn out ma'isa behema fon etushes bechor shekain goyel mum temuras achila. All these things they're equal, ma'isa behema and bechor. Rashi says shekain goyel mum tumachilam bechor u'maisa niftan. He can't be poyed to them. The bechor nemet says latipodim u'maisa li goyel. Abukodishim other kodishim comes about mum. He can be poyed to them. Ukedushim b'mum yeah. Now kedusha gemur ma'ashenke mekodishim. Yeah. Now bechor kodishim shkavu mum kavu lekdeishon. It's not chal kedusha chutz mum bechor u'maisa. That these two things also it's chal kedusha b'mum. Now, my saint, Rosa Kreva, who had in a Bechor and a Mice, it's Tzmur, is not Korv, and Achila, that both have the same Achila. Bechor and Mice, Nechol and Bemum, and Zel Yisov, Zel Akoyin. Abukodishim, Shnovel Bemum, you have to be paid to them. So the kids, a Mice, a Behem, and a Bechor have a lot to do in common. Samara says, no, Adrabah, the opposite way, Mikodishim have a little still, we should learn out Mice, a Behem, from other Kodshim. Why? Shekain Zohar, Kodush the Matanois Poshut. So as she says, Poshut Zoch Dush Matanois, Maisa the Kodushim Noigim the Poshut. Vien, you don't have to be the Afkar Zohar. And Trichel Matishim Vyadam, you have to Maknish them. And the not Matanois Lakuna. Mashenk in the Bechor is a Matan Lakuna. So there are a lot of ways that a Maisa is not Daimut of Bechor, but rather is Daimut of Shar Kodushim. That's called Mikodil Melech. Shekain Zohar means you don't have to have a din Zohar by Meister and by Shar Kodshim. Whereas by Yibchor it's only through a Zohar. Then Kodesh means other behemoths, you have to be Makdish them. Excluding the Bechor, you don't have to be Makdish. And the Matanis means the other ones are not called the Matanis Kuna. A Bechor is called the Matanis Kuna. Poshet also applies not only to the Bechor, to Poshet, to regular one. So, Lechura, how do you know which way to learn it out from? To learn out Maisa Behemah from Bechor, or to learn out from Shar Kodshim. So Mar says true. Ella rather Rabbi Shimon Havora Havora Gomer. There's a Gzera Shov here. Havora Havora. It says the word Vavata Kopet Rechem Aschorim Hakol Hashiyav Atachas Hashavet. It says the word Yava both by Bechor and by Maisa Behemah. Therefore Rabbi Shimon learns out just like Bechor is Kodesh. Even Kodim Zman, and it's Mechusa Zman, who had in Arat Ternovel. Continue on the. Again, so the Elohim Shimon, Havor Avor Gomer, he learns it out, Agazera Shava, Havor Avor, it says the word Avor by Maisa Beima, it says Avor by Bechor, therefore, just like Bechor is Kodesh, even though it's Mechus Azman, the same thing of Eros is Kodesh, even though a Maisa Beima could have Kedusha, even though it's Mechus Azman. Now the Gemara says, Heichi Dami Tinuf, what is this case Tinuf? What does Tinuf mean that we had before? That's a Simon Vlad and that part is from Bechor. Oma Rovo Kidi Amri. that they say Reusa Titzosa. So again, so he says Kidiyami Reusa Titzosa, like the shepherds of Susa say, they say Otze Chiyusa. Need to say the womb closes up. Since it closes up, it like meshes the embryo, and therefore that makes a miscarriage. So that's the tinnif over here, that the womb closes up, and that like crushes the embryo. Rashi says Netzer Rachma VeNimo Kuba. Shmuel says VeUva DeDam. No, some blood comes out. Rashi Poletes Ababoyish Adam. Ababoyis, like blisters of blood comes out. So that's the tinnif. And the Sorach Laros the Chochem, you have to show this dam to the Chochem. Rashi said later to know in Mumbehoya, if that really was a Vlad, to say that it patas min abchayra. So the Gemara says, Chochem min ayoda, how would a Chochem stam as I know? Or my Prophet says, it means Reya Chochem. You have to show it to a Chochem that's a Reya, that's a shepherd, that he knows about the Hamas. So he'll be able to tell whether this dam was really a sim and there was a Vlad there or no. Omrav Chizda, Harayomu, we learned the Gemara in Nida, that Yitzirus Havlad Yisha Boim Yoim. Takes 40 days when Isha is pregnant for the kid to be formed. So now, if you mean that the kid comes out afterwards, she has Tumas Leida. If the kid comes out before 40 days, there's no Tumas Leida. Takes 40 days for the Vlad to be formed, to give it a shame Vlad. So the question is, Boy Rav Chizda, Bebehema Bekama, how long does the Behema have to be pregnant? Also to say that when it comes out now, it's called like an Uber. That's called the Vlad Mageta Pata from Bechor. So, Malay Rapopla Bata was about to abide here. The Chu Alav Haino de Ziri, isn't this a Ziri Shalacha that we learned before? The Yom Azir the Ziri says, Ein Tinnif Pachos Mishlei Shem Yom. That Tinnif is not less than 30 days. So here you see, it takes the Vlad, it takes 30 days to be formed. Someone says, no, maybe that Halacha was a Hu de Lekabil. Means to say, once the Behema had Tinnif, had a miscarriage, like it did not let a Zachor, a male, come upon it, so I become pregnant again for 30 days. That's what the 30 day period was. Before the Negeta, once she become pregnant again, that we have to wait at least 30 days. But it could be how long when she first becomes pregnant for the embryo to have a Shem embryo by Behema, maybe it's less than 30 days. So therefore, there's no proof. It may run like this. We find a loch if you buy it off a guy, like our Mishnah talks about, if you buy a baby off a guy, what's loch about the Bechor? But what's going to be the loch if one Jew buys a baby off another Jew? Does he have to give the Bechor or not to the Kain? Some of our rabbis says like this, Bechor Vada, you should know if you bought it off a guy, a Jew, then the first time he gives birth to the first Zohar, if it's the first one is Zohar, it has to do with Bechor, it's Bechor Vada. Why? Because the Emi said the Bechor would have been true, that the poor already gave birth already once, the Jew for sure would have told you this, like it's a shvach, he would have told you, Shinoh, it already had a kid, so maybe Shinoh, even the first kid you can have, now you'll be able to keep for yourself. But since the Jew didn't speak it out, for sure the Parah did not give birth yet, and therefore the first one you have, if it's a Zachor, it's a Vadai Bechor. But Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, Bechor Safik, it's only a Safik, Bechor Safik. Savri holds what Lishchita Kabbalah could be the owner thought he's selling it to you to shecht it. Therefore, my enough community whether they gave birth or not, therefore, he doesn't have to speak it out. Therefore, it's a suffix whether they gave birth or not. Therefore, the first one's a suffix Bechor. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Chulin Vada. Rabbi Yechon says, no, it's Vada Chulin. My time, what's the reason? Emitzad Lagicha, which Shuba didn't have a Bechor yet, Kivon di Kisura, since it would have been a Gaya to an Issa. That the Yisrael that's selling the animal, he knows that his animal didn't give birth yet, so it's negated to tell the buyer that your first kid you're going to have is going to be a Zohar, it's going to have Kedushas Bechor, there's an Issur involved. So since there's an Issur involved, or do you have a Moedle, for sure he would have notified you. And since he didn't notify you, then for sure the Pshat is that already had a kid already, and therefore the first one you have is Chulin Gemur. Moses Tani Kabasa Berabinya Pruth Rabbi Yechanan. The young lady says Chulin. Why? In Lohidiyo, if the Jew did not tell you, because it says clearly, in Lohidiyo, holach v'shachat v'enedimla, if the seller did not tell you that the mother had a kid or not, then you should know you could take it and shecht it. And then you don't have to worry about anything. So, that's a proof to Rabbi Yechon to say that for sure it's chulin, because it would have been a shalach of the chul, he would have told you. Is so lame. Let's say if you have a tufta, the Rav who shmutz v'yis kasher on Rav and Shmuel, someone says no. Hosom b'moicha tal yimilso. Hochob l'keach tal yimilso. Now here is talking about the Mlo Yedil, Arlech v'Shachar, at this moment Chulin, that's talking about the four special times of the year that we know when you buy an animal, then you buy it l'shchita. So Rashi says, Hosom over there b'moicha tal, it's all in the cellar. Shetzorach ledi, you have to notify you, because I mean the b'shchita Chulin. Yemechem in Yom HaMyucha Toin Cruz, Da'ayinu Yom HaMyucha Rabot Rokha Mishona. Michod Mechosh, it's on Mechor that the seller has told everybody exactly what he's selling. Hachov Yedav Lekech Tayyim is Nechsiv, that the Korach of Etzoncho, Shah Behema Shaloi, all of Lafish Bechoros is your din. So therefore the one that buys it, it could be the Mechor doesn't have to sell it. He's over there, it's Halacha, the Mechor has to tell you, because there's Halacha in the East of Yisav Yisbenai, like you should sell a lot of animals, you have to tell the people if you sold the mother today. Since you know these four times of the year, whoever buys the animal is going to shecht it. So therefore you have to tell the buyer, be careful, I sold the mother already today, don't shech the kid today, if you sell the kid, if you sold them both the same day. Because of there, it's a din in the moicha. But if you hilchus bechor, it's told in your behema, you're the lakeach, you bought it. So when you buy it, l'maisa, if you bought it, that's kedushas bechor, so it's told in you. So if it could be, it wouldn't be a kash and Rav and Shmuel, or be the locha, if you buy it off another Jew, is he mechuri to tell you or not? Lakopon advises the Stalach is like Rabbi Yechonin says that Avadi have right to say the behemoth achulin, because if it would have been a shalom bechor, of course the Meichel would have told you leafrusha misurei. Now the Mishnah says Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer behemoth gasa, a big behemoth like a cow, a behemoth gasa sheshofo charoras dam, if it lets out a clots of dam harezu tikover, you're gonna have to bury it. Uftur min abechor, we have a suffix, maybe that's a vlad, and therefore the second one is potter min abechor. Rashi is a razor to cover, acharora. The asura bano, the shem of vlad zachor, maybe this dam here is a vlad zachor, shenimuk. The kohen has kushis bechor, be it's a yosoi. So therefore the clot of blood comes out, you have to be a mesupik, maybe that's a bechor, and therefore you have to bury the tos of ano, but that must be sure the second one that comes out is potter min abechor. Toni Rabbi Chiya, Eino metama, it's not metama, this clot of blood, loy b'magav, loy b'masa. Not if you touch it, not if you carry it. So Mora says, on the yachad, Eino metama, once it's not metama, loy b'magav, loy b'masa, so who are you telling me, it's not a vlad, for sure there's no vlad. If so, I might take up what do you have to bury it for?